What is an event that happened in your life that changed your outlook on a sport or activity?
When I was like in fifth grade or sixth grade, there was a select few of people who would, I guess I would care about like my, not like my appearance, but like what people thought about me. And I think that's a big thing with like kids nowadays, is they think that they care about what like others think about them. And that like changes their outlook on like playing something that they love or doing something that they love. And like a personal experience is like, I used to be like a male gymnast, and I would get called gay like 24/7 when I was a fifth grader, sixth grader. And looking back on it now as a senior, and looking back at like all the kids that stuck through it that were on my team, they're all like bodybuilders now. And they go to like all these D1 colleges like Stanford, UCLA, and Ohio State, and they have like the most beautiful girlfriends. And just looking back at it now, I wish I wouldn't have listened to the so-called haters and stuck with it, because it was something that I loved. And yeah, so what are some like, not, I guess, life-threatening things that happened to you that have like changed your life?
Well, when I was about 1 year old, I was at the pool with my family, and my parents weren't watching me at the time. Not like a bad thing, but they're close to me.
Yeah.
Like by me, but you know, people get distracted.
Yeah.
And I was 1 year old, and I looked around me and I saw the big kids, and they had no floaties on. I had my big old floaties, took them off, and I jumped right in. And I didn't know how to swim at all, clearly, and I just kept doing it and doing it, even though I knew I could not swim. And I was close to drowning, and I still thought I could do it.
I feel as if that, like, kind of ties into, like, my point, too, is, like, you care about, like, even being so young, it's, like, just a natural habit that, like, you care about your, that how people, like, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And to see someone else do, like, something, like, you believe you can do it, too. And sometimes that could be, like, a good thing or a bad thing. Like, I guess sometimes it can come out, like, good, but sometimes it could be deadly. Like that, if you would have drowned, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever, or are you, playing a sport or anything that is abnormal or something that isn't looked to as
normal?
Yeah. Normal. Or I don't want to say normal, but...
So, I actually... I play Division II paintball, and people don't look at that as like a sport, but it is a fast-growing sport, and they just kind of look at it as kind of like a entertainment thing, and kind of just like go and play in the woods and shoot paintballs. But there's a lot more to it, and I travel all around Ohio, and I've been to Indiana and Illinois for it, and I won a couple of tournaments. And when people ask me, like, oh, you play paintball, that looks kind of cool, but, like, how's that fun to just run around in the woods and do that? And I have to explain to them that it's not running around in the woods just shooting paintball. It's a turf field just like any other sport, and it's like a 50-yard field, and there's different markers and stuff, and it's kind of like a layout. Like, it changes every season, and you kind of have to adapt with your team, and that's, like, not an extravagant, but like that's one of those sports that not many people do, and it kind of sets me aside from like other people. Other than like cheerleading, is there any other sport that you've like wanted to try but you've never had the drive to, or now you look back as you're a senior now, like, do you ever think that you wish you would have started something when you were smaller, or any, like...
Well, I had a big interest or fascination with tennis. Like, I really wanted to try tennis, but I don't know, I just never got to it, or just, I don't know. I just always played it on the Wii, and I was so fascinated with it, and I always watched it.
Just never and got it.
Yeah, I just
came
never
around to it. Yeah. All right, well, I think that concludes our talk.
Okay. Is that good?